Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell when these guys are using those hands, anchoring down, fighting pressure with pressure. This is with them implementing stuff that they've learned in practice on the game field, and then also what they're able to do in the twist game, right? What I see as an offensive lineman is what you want to do is you want to make sure when you're passing off twists to keep the defensive lineman on the same plane. That way you don't get your buddy picked and you don't create a muddy pocket. And what the Bills are being able to do is sink these twists. They're not quite getting home, but they're sniffing the quarterback now, and I'm telling you, that makes a huge difference, and it will make a huge difference as they progress these twist games and get more comfortable working with each other.
Mitch Morse, former Bills center, on with Eric Wood. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. I'm seeing that the Heisman Trophy favorite, John Mateer, is having hand surgery. They're not going to like that on Bet Sweats.
Mm.
Watch for the tweets from Sam and Joe, because they were on him. Mm-hmm. A long time ago, and now he's the favorite. But the head coach of the Sooners says he will have surgery tomorrow, an injury from the Auburn game, and he'll hopefully be back later this season.
Ooh, that doesn't sound like a Heisman Trophy winning campaign.
That's tough.
Yeah, that is tough.
You know, this is just like, I don't know, is this what makes it fun? Fantasy and betting, is this what makes it fun? Like, if you had that, he doesn't have to win, but he is now the favorite.
To have it go that well, to for you to have found your way to him, built a construct in your head, like, this is going to work, this is why I'm going to bet it, I like this number, I like his opportunity, the conference, the schedule, whatever, right? Put it all together, come out with, I'm going to bet this. And it starts to go well enough that he becomes the favorite, and then that happens. That I don't think that qualifies as fun. No, I do not think that qualifies as fun.
No, it does not. It's not fun.
I did not enjoy watching Derrick Henry get stopped three times, from the 1 yard line last night, having already scored a touchdown, sitting on a bet with him needing two touchdowns and Gibbs needing two touchdowns, which Gibbs ultimately got after that sequence where Henry got stopped. But holy cow, come on, give it to him again. Come on. What is happening? I didn't enjoy that.
There's lots of ways to lose.
Yeah.
There are lots of ways to lose.
Yep.
And sometimes you just throw your hands up because, like, hey, well, I was wrong about this. I had Marvin Harrison, this is not true of me, I'm just like hypothetically, I had Marvin Harrison going for 130 yards against San Francisco, and he went for 9. Like, well, right. He dropped an easy one and just dropped one in the end zone. Just, oh, okay, well, whoops,
yep.
That's a loss. But when you lose on an injury or whatever else that's sort of random, that doesn't sit well. I mean, this is fantasy. Like, we all kind of acknowledge it. When you're drafting all year, you know, it's almost like a drug. I mean, the drafts are so much fun, but you know that there's so much outside of your control that you really have to hit the nuts to win.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, my favorite draft pick this year in the first round was not Brian Thomas Jr., who so far this year has been terrible, was not Ashton Jeanty, who so far this year has been terrible, was not even Justin Jefferson, who's been okay, but not what you're paying for, was not Nico Collins, who has like two good plays, was not, you know, Drake London. I drafted some of all these guys. But my favorite was not even Ja'Marr Chase. If you got the 101 and you're drafting constantly, you drafted Ja'Marr Chase because this was your only chance to get Ja'Marr Chase, and maybe he's that, maybe he's all that. Was not my favorite pick. Was not Saquon Barkley, who's at 3.3 yards per carry on a 3-0 Eagles team. None of those guys. My favorite, easily my favorite first-round pick in fantasy this year was CeeDee Lamb, who through two games, although did not score a touchdown, but 100-yard games, it was everything. I was right.
And now he's hurt.
Now he's got a high ankle sprain.
He's going to miss a month, probably.
And he had the nerve to suffer that injury after the game started, but right away, so it's zero in week three.
Yeah.
How rude.
That works out well.
That was my favorite pick in the first round. Mm. I nailed it, and he's gone for a month. Why do we play? This is one of those. I don't bet for the Heisman Trophy. I don't even vote for the Heisman Trophy anymore. But why do we play? There's really nothing else we could do that's better with our time and money than this.
Yeah.
There's really nothing else. Shouldn't I just be buying silver?
Right.
Really? I mean, there's no drafting silver. There's just buying it.
How much do I want to divulge here? This bet yesterday I made was Lions money line, Henry 2 touchdowns, Gibbs 2 touchdowns.
Pretty good.
I got to it. I had X amount of dollars left in my account, and I was determined to not put any more in for a while because I've been losing a lot. And so I didn't even hit on the Jackson Hawes idea. My idea, Jackson Hawes, on our pregame show, and I didn't win on it because I coupled it with a bunch of other junk that didn't happen. So I didn't even get the $130 or whatever I could have got if I would have put, you know, $10 on it. I almost did, and I did. Anyway, because I'm an idiot. So I got XML. I was going to build a parlay for this, and if it doesn't hit, then that's it for a while. And that's what I did. And I came back. Henry, 3 carries from the 1-yard line. Derrick Henry.
Yep.
What are the odds, if he's getting the ball 3 times in a row from the 1-yard line, that he's not scoring?
I mean, they're not zero.
Right. Right.
We know that now.
But wow. But that's how I stumbled to that out of almost frustration. It's not, again, it's horrible process. You shouldn't bet that way. But that's what I did. Last night before the game started, just like, oh, I guess, okay, I'm just going to let me do this. Fine. Now I'm going dark for a little while. I'll wait until they come chasing.
Saying that again.
They're going to come calling me for like, hey, here's some stuff. Come on back. And then, you know, I'll come back because, you know. I'm a slave.
You're going to resist the temptation to bet on a Sabres revenge game tonight.
Yeah.
Or a Blue Jackets revenge game
tonight, yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
I did go into my lineups. I don't know. Like, I was thinking about, this is almost like within the last point, what was I the most wrong about? I wasn't wrong about CeeDee Lamb. I was right about CeeDee Lamb. It wasn't even that hard. You know, of all the great picks, great players, going into this season, he was like my favorite, and he was doing great, and he got hurt. I don't know. I'm kind of done with Marvin Harrison, I think. I'm fed up. You see the one he dropped? Like, he's alone. There's nobody within 10 yards of him on like a 30-yard pass from Murray in San Francisco, and he jumps. Like, I used to tell my son, stop jumping for the ball. You don't need to. Like, just catch it. Just stay on the ground and catch it. Now, if you're playing football, you want to out-jump somebody that's all over you, okay. Nobody's on Harrison. Anyway, not even the right point. He jumps, and he tries to catch the ball, like, in the bucket, and he drops it. And there's nobody else in the frame.
Mm.
Like, that's Marvin Harrison. He also dropped a touchdown, which was much harder. But, like, I just went into it's Tuesday, you sort of wake up, and here's all your results, here's everything. And I just went into my lineups, and I just hate benched Marvin Harrison everywhere.
Yeah,
I just decided, like, I'm not good. For 2 days, you're off. Like, I might get to Thursday. They play Thursday night. I might get to Thursday and be like, I got to play him.
It says,
for 2 days, you're on the bench.
You're right. I'm trying to send a message.
I'm sending a message.
I love that two of the what sound like the most disappointing receivers in all of fantasy football land are proud members of Tunsil's Gas Mask. I've got both Marvin Harrison Jr. and Brian Thomas Jr.
Well,
stop drafting juniors.
And Harold Fannin.
And Harold Fannin. That was a pivot from because of injuries, Kittle. But yeah, we Gibbs last night that came through. I mean, we got
Gibbs
there.
Is
with
great.
We're on the board.
He is great.
Yes, he is.
That's a great running back.
Yes.
Because he does, like, I don't know, it's probably a little bit of a stereotype, thinking that, well, they have Montgomery. They're Sonic and Knuckles, right?
Right.
They have Montgomery, so when they're goal to go, they won't even need or use Gibbs, but they do.
Right.
And it's like, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Two touchdowns last night, as you know. Here's Charlie with us. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
You know,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have the best sports show. I'm a frequent caller, and a few months ago I was calling about James Cook during the middle of the contract negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
And my point was that James Cook, pound for pound, is doing much what O.J. Simpson did his first 2 years under John Rauch before Lou Saban finally got there and said, this man deserves 22 touches a game. He was deploying O.J. Simpson as a kind of flanker almost. Now, my point about James Cook is this. I told you guys that James Cook was worth every single penny to pay him his contract, and don't BS around about it. Give him his mm-hmm. money because he's deserving. He is right now showing you, pound for pound, he's the best runner in football with only 12 touches a game. He's making it happen. He's the touchdown leader. He's a 1,000-yard rusher, and he is up there with Thurman Thomas, O.J. Simpson, and Cookie Gilchrist. And my point is this. I was right about that. James Cook needed that contract, and we shouldn't have taken so long to pay the man. But thank God that he did. Let's go win the Super Bowl now. The Bills mean business. We're going 15-2, and then we're going to win the whole Super Bowl. Thank you very much.
That sounds great, Charlie. Yeah. I've said already a few times since Thursday, it's getting a lot harder to support the, like, anybody can do what he does.
Not to me.
He's made some elite plays this year, I think. So I can eat it a little bit. If Mike doesn't want to, I will. He looks great. And Ray Davis is a ghost.
Just, right now he is. Do you really need to invoke O.J.? That's where you lose reasonable people.
It's a bit,
like,
much. Yeah,
he did, sure. The same guy did it in the summer, and he can't just, you can't just, in a sort of a normal way that people who are not Bills fans would sort of accept, to tell them how you think James Cook is really good. You have to link him to, like, one of the five best running backs in the history of the sport, arguably. Like, that's where you lose reasonable people, is to mention O.J. Simpson in the same breath. It's just nuts. He's doing really well. The system, the line, the surrounding talent has a lot to do with it. He's not Jonathan Taylor. He's not Jahmyr Gibbs. He's not prime Saquon. You know, pound for pound, whatever that means. I don't need to weigh my running backs. I just need to find the best one that works for me. And he's doing well. But you lose your sense of normalcy, reality, sanity, in my opinion, when you sort of bring in the legends. Because you just don't need to do that. He's not O.J. Is that okay? I think it's okay.
I also agree with that.
He's not Christian McCaffrey or one of these... Doesn't have to be.
I don't want to stop you if you're not done.
I can be done.
I think it bears watching how he got 70-some percent of the carries in the game on Thursday. And a part of this in the summer for us was, you know, I don't want to pay him and then therefore use him more because I'm paid to validate that I gave him a contract. I get that he's the best guy they've got right now, and Davis has been – I mean, Davis has not hit anything yet this year. Johnson's still in his same role, but – be careful about using him that much, because he, one of the things that separates him from the Gibbs is not that big a guy either. But durability, I never wanted to see them get to a Barkley-esque snap share with this guy. And they're not, like, snap share is not quite there yet, but as far as like handles and like, you know, touches, Thursday was hopefully an aberration, because I think they should be mindful of trying to keep him, you know, in one piece.
You know what else it is, I think, and I'm happy to have this conversation continue. I think what else it is, though, like, what did we have at the end of last year? Well, he's not even on the field when it mattered the most, and that was a close game. Like, they did use Cook late to, you know, help them get home. And I don't know what the Davis thing is, right? Like, is Davis different? Because
I don't know,
he's not getting what Cook is getting. And that's sort of the thesis of it all, is that Davis would, or anybody would, maybe not anybody, but I felt like Davis was sort of capable enough, and he didn't get the ball on Thursday night.
Right.
Once. Thanks, Charlie. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.